Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I'm going to talk to you all about hyperpigmentation and brightening your brown spots. So if you are noticing pigmentation changes, it generally comes from several different causes, one being the sun and solar damage giving you solar lentigines or darkening brown spots. Number two being from hormonal changes such as pregnancy giving you a condition called melasma. Number three, post-inflammatory conditions where you've had irritation, acne, or irregular patches develop in the skin that cause pigment to occur after this inflammatory cascade. And number four might be from trauma, abrasion, or, you know, scarring that can happen to the skin. These are the biggest causes of hyperpigmentation, and none of them need to happen. We can inhibit all of these different things. We can inhibit sun damage by wearing a protective reflective sunscreen like a mineral-based zinc or titanium. We can inhibit changes related to post-inflammatory pigmentation by reducing active acne breakouts or treating with anti-inflammatory ingredients. We can reduce melasma changes by stopping the production of excess melanin by using products like tyrosinase inhibitors that block melanin production. And we can reduce, hopefully, scarring by avoiding irritation of the skin surface and skin injuries. The bottom line is brightening the skin is going to make you feel better about yourself. You don't have to have light white skin to look good. You have to have skin that has even tonations and really like a pearlescent, illuminescent quality to it. So I like the idea of brightening skin because as we age, skin is going to become mottled, it's going to become irregular, it's going to become weathered looking. And the more we smoothen out and even our skin tones and brighten our skin, the more beautiful the skin surface looks, the more reflective of light and the more illuminated it looks. And what are the things we can do to brighten? Definitely using brightening agents in our skincare. Some of my most favorite ingredients for skincare brightening are botanical, and I love botanical brighteners because of their safety and their efficacy and the fact that they're plant-based. And let's go through some of my favorites. You might have heard of hydroquinone, and that's a product that's been on the market for years. And I love hydroquinone. However, for some of our patients, it is pharmaceutical. If you're pregnant or nursing, it's definitely not recommended. If you have skin sensitivities, it can cause irritation. And of course, it is a prescription product. You can get hydroquinone over the counter at a 2% rate. You'll find that in skin lightening products like Porcelana and different things that are sold over the counter in drugstores. Prescription grade can run higher percentages from 4%, which is found in Triluma cream, to 6, 8, 10%, up to 12% when it's specially compounded. Of course, hydroquinone is not going to be in the botanical category. It is pharmaceutical, but it is one of our most potent bleaching ingredients for lightening, melasma, and hyperpigmentation problems. If we look at plant-based products, I love vitamin C and ascorbic acid. Of course, this product is found in lemons, citrus, and also found in other sources. It's much loved. It's multitasking as an antioxidant as well as an active ingredient in collagen building. It's one of the most important collagen building blocks. So not only does it improve your skin foundation and skin structure, but it's also going to brighten, lighten, and tighten. It builds your skin strength. And vitamin C is so important. I recommend it after age 20, and I recommend using a morning dose for antioxidant and an evening dose for collagen building properties. Collagen is so important to maintain, and as you get into your 40s and 50s, your body does not produce collagen, especially type 3 collagen is produced very minimally after adolescence and puberty. And beyond your 30s, it's about 50% reduction of collagen production every year after age 50. So vitamin C is very important, one of the safest and best ingredients for you to start with as a natural brightening ingredient. I also love kojic acid, and this is a byproduct of malted rice. It's usually used in the production of sake and rice wine making. yummy. And kojic acid is all natural. It's a great ingredient to improve your pigmentation by inhibiting some of the enzymes that are necessary for melanin production. I love alpha arbutin. This is also found in the leaves of nature in the bearberry plant. Bearberry is very potent, beautiful plant that has several derivatives, but alpha arbutin, the most important one. And typically they harvest about a 1-2% concentration product that rivals even the potency of hydroquinone without having pharmaceutical ingredients. It inhibits the skin's tyrosinase enzyme, so very similar to kojic acid, it stops the pre-production of melanin by stopping this enzyme chain. Niacinamide is a vitamin B3 product, and this is an antioxidant and oil balancing product that fights acne and inflammatory triggers. So if you're someone who has pigmentation related to inflammation, post-inflammatory acne lesions, when they pop up, they will create so much inflammation that they turn on the pigment producing cells. And niacinamide, especially when that's used in your treatment regimen, will help stop that. It's a potent antioxidant, and it's a great partner with other products like glutathione. I recommend to use antioxidants like niacinamide and glutathione in combination. The two of them together are an ideal regimen for skin lightening. You might have heard of azelaic acid. Azelaic acid is found also as a very effective skin lightening ingredient, and it's a good exfoliator because it is an acid. It's an acid that calms irritation, but it also improves exfoliation of the skin. And by taking off the top two or three layers of superficial skin, azelaic acid clears acne by reducing pore blockage, and it also will improve skin scarring and take off layers of pigmentation. Half the battle with fighting pigment is lightening the already dermal tattoo of pigmentation that's in the skin, and the other half the battle is exfoliating. So you want to turn off pigment production. You want to then exfoliate off these layers that are already tattooed with dermal pigment. We do that with azelaic acid as well as glycolic acid. Glycolic acid is one of my favorite acids for overall exfoliation. I love it because it's gentle. And if you have darker skin tone and pigmentation, we don't want to go with harsh, extremely irritative acids because those will simply trigger more acid production. You might have also heard of mulberry. Mulberry is a really up-and-coming skin lightening extract. And of course, this comes from the mulberry plant. And it's a really wonderful product because it has a high density of antioxidant, and the antioxidants that are found in nature causing pollution like sun, like some of the products found in the chemical pollutants and in the wind and in the outdoor environment, you will get a lot of benefit from using mulberry extract in your skincare line to reduce free radical damage and pollution-induced age spots. Lastly, licorice extract. So licorice sounds like such a funny ingredient to talk about when you're talking about melasma and pigmentation, but licorice extracts are also botanically based, and these have really amazing skin lightening benefits. And these work by traditionally inhibiting tyrosinase activity, and it's very effective for lightening and brightening. I really enjoy the use of all of these botanicals, and I have come up with a really amazing product for you guys, my Botanical Brightener, which has the ability to take a small dose of hydroquinone plus a large dose of botanical ingredients to reduce pigmentation. So I hope you guys will check that out and try it. Don't forget that if you're noticing pigmentation, you should start working on it immediately. So if you have a lesion that's a hot spot that's starting to get darker, be sure you're protecting that every day with sun protection. Be sure you come in and see an esthetician who can work on lightening ingredients and applying topical peels to take off layers of pigmentation. At home, do your job to avoid picking. If you get a little red irritative process, you can always use a dab of hydrocortisone to bring down inflammation. And I typically will do that if I have a really terrible acne lesion. We don't want to put high dose steroids on any lesions because those will be impairing the immune function of your skin to fight infection. But we can use a small amount of hydrocortisone or a low potency topical steroid to stop inflammation so that you don't get as much pigment in those acne lesions. So guys, that's a little primer on botanical brighteners and things you can do to avoid pigmentation. Remember, you don't have to do these treatments all the time. You can spot treat, you can go off and on. When you have melasma or pigmentation, it's kind of a lifetime chronic problem. So I recommend that you understand the ingredients that we use to lighten spots, brighten, and improve textural tone and irregularities, because once you have a good understanding, you can go off and on these products through your lifetime. Melasma is kind of a chronic condition like diabetes. You're always going to have it. You're going to manage it. You're going to have time periods where it does better, time periods where it flares up. And the more you know, the better you look. So there you have it. That's my tips on botanical brighteners. Don't forget to check them out on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And you can find my botanical brightener, a new product, available on our website at beautybydrk.com. I also have these amazing brightening bleaching pads that are up to 10% hydroquinone that can be used everywhere externally. So armpits, vaginal, anal, everywhere, but external. And I, of course, love them for the face. I do one pass on the face, a little extra in my dark under eye circles and melasma of the cheeks, and then the rest can go anywhere you want. That's it for now, guys. Stay bright and beautiful.